Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Okay, hello everyone to day one of the Young with CJ program. First of all, let me just tell you guys that I am super excited for you to be here. You know, when you guys show up, it's already a win for me because showing up is difficult. So kudos to you. Now, buckle up because you're going to dive into something that can change your life, your health, your wellness, all of that things. So one of the first concepts that we're going to explore today is fasted cardio. Okay. I'm not, and if you're thinking, I'm not going to let you sprint or do marathons or walk on treadmill first thing in the morning, like at 5 a.m., you could do that, but it doesn't really work. We're going to make it super simple, super approachable, and super effective. And trust me, this works. I've seen the science, I've tried it myself, and I've got some really good tips for you. So, let's break it down. You know, after a big dinner, sometimes we wake up the next morning and your body feels like it hasn't really digested that food. It's still processing that food. Now, when we go ahead in the morning and eat something, it still adds to that craziness that's going inside. But when you skip breakfast and you start moving, like going for a walk, something magical happens. Your body taps into its own fat reserves for energy. This could be really powerful because it helps you lose a lot of fat. Now, there have been many studies that have shown that fasted cardio can increase the burning of fat, which is called fat oxidation, by as much as 20%. This means you burn 20% more fat. Isn't that amazing? I remember when I first tried it, I thought, wait, hold on, no food, no coffee, no nothing. This is going to suck. This was many years ago. But then after finishing something as simple as walking, it was like, you know, you get a lot of, I would call it like brain boost, because A, your blood is moving, and B, you're just like completely energized. Now, why walking? You're probably thinking, walking is something easy. How is this going to help me burn fat? Well, walking at a normal pace allows you to do it at any point of time. You don't need to be super fit. You don't need to have like crazy amounts of VO2 max. What we're actually looking for is something called as zone 2 cardio, which is this magic place where your body naturally burns fat. And you don't need a gym membership. You don't need the latest Adidas, Nike, or Under Armour shoes. You can just walk even in slippers. Listen to music, listen to podcasts, or listen to the Shift with CJ podcast, you know? Just saying. So here's what you should do. Starting from today, wake up in the morning, step outside, look at the bright sunlight. Even if you're in countries where there's no bright sunlight, start walking. If it's really cold outside, I know there in some countries you could feel this way, just start walking inside the house. Your goal is to have, or rather complete 5,000 steps every day. Break it up however you like it. Go for a walk after lunch, walk to your grocery store, park further, and then walk. Do anything. And if soon enough, you'll start noticing that you have more energy, you know, you're more stable. So this is really good for day one. Now, let's switch gears and go to the other thing, which is over here, you can read it as mastering hand-sized portions. Because let's get real. Fasted cardio is great. But what you eat after your fasted window is also something that we need to put importance to. So here is a simple guide on how you can you know, there are too many diets out there. There are too many calculations out there. I'm going to give you a simple one to start with. In every meal, you're going to use your hands to estimate the portion size. When we talk about protein, you need a palm size of protein. When it comes to vegetables, you need at least a fist size of vegetables. When it comes to carbohydrates, then think of your hand as a cup, that many amounts of carbohydrates. And when it comes to fat, then a thumb amount of fat. This is something that I learned years ago when I was doing my master's in health coaching from Precision Nutrition. So it's easy. You can do it anytime. And most of the times you're going to be having at least one pair of hands. Use your hands like literally. Once I tried to do it with my eyeballs and, you know, I was estimating it, but I was a bad one. Don't try it that way. So for every meal, use your hands, then see how you feel. Are you satisfied? You're not satisfied? You're hungry? You're too full? And adjust. It's all about finding that sweet spot. And at the end of your day, think about it this way. Like, what did you learn today? Did it resonate with you? After a week, you must ask yourself, did these morning walks make you feel more energized? Does the portion control help you feel more balanced? And this is just the beginning. We're only going to be building small, sustainable habits that actually can compound into big, better results. So if you're already doing well, take another step, see how you feel. This is day one. Remember, it's not about being perfect. Just show up. Lace up your shoes, hold your hands next to the plate, and let's do it. Thanks for hanging out with me today. This is your lesson one. If you go ahead and do this, then tag me, message me, or give yourself a fist bump. Take care. See you in the next one.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.